Saturday of cleaning up and digging out. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Severe wind storms moving from the south and into the Ohio Valley and mid-Atlantic regions overnight. On Friday, wind gusts brought down tree limbs and power lines.
Couldn't believe it. Big old tree. I mean, covering my old Chevy truck and the whole side of my house.
And men in Birmingham, Alabama, where three people were killed by falling tree limbs. A winter storm warning has ended in southeastern Michigan, but not before dropping more heavy, wet snow.
Been crazy. It's been crazy. I've been driving really slow, just making sure I was safe.
That man's in suburban Detroit. The number of power outages in Michigan is growing. Now nearly 350,000 homes and businesses without power. 431 customers are powerless in Kentucky after high wind storms on Friday. California National Guard conducting search and rescue operations in the mountains of San Bernardino County.
Crews from the Guard's highly specialized Joint Task Force Rattlesnake now involved in ongoing search and rescue missions. Part of the widening state response to the epic mountain snowstorms, a response that is growing more urgent, more desperate by the hour.
We need help. People are trapped in their homes. They cannot get medicine, heart medicine, insulin. The stories could go on and on. Please, we beg you.
This emotional plea for help posted on Twitter. It has since gone viral as those stranded in the mountains, buried under what the locals say is snow some 9 feet deep, has left many crying out to the state for help.
Ted Laskos of Fox 11 in Los Angeles. San Bernardino County's sheriff warns it could be a week before some people are able to leave their homes. A family tragedy unfolding in a home in Itley, Texas, outside of Dallas.
When we arrived, we found multiple victims on scene. Three deceased victims were found inside the home. All victims were children.
Ellis County Sheriff's Deputy Jerry Cosby says there is a suspect. America is listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
One more day of the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington, D.C. today. The second person to enter the GOP presidential race spoke there yesterday.
Considering most of the crowd still firmly seems to be behind former President Trump, his former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley still received a standing ovation and did not shy away from distinguishing herself from her former boss.
We've lost the popular vote in the last 7 out of 8 presidential elections. Our cause is right, but we have failed to win the confidence of a majority of Americans. That ends now.
That contrast didn't sit very well with some attendees who followed the former South Carolina governor after her speech, shouting, "We love Trump."
Fox's Anita Vogel reports former President Trump will speak at CPAC today. An Indiana state trooper has been killed, struck Friday afternoon by a vehicle driven by a suspect who was fleeing police, they say. Master Trooper James Bailey was hit as he tried to deploy stop sticks in Interstate 69 outside of Auburn, Indiana. The 15-year veteran officer leaves behind a wife and 2 children. The world's most famous dog sled race gets underway today.
The largest field ever for the Iditarod, 96. That was back in 2008. This year's lineup, 33 mushers, are set to kick off the most prestigious dog sled race from the ceremonial start today in Anchorage. Over almost 1,000 miles of rough terrain, including mountain ranges and the Yukon River, to the gold rush town of Nome, Alaska. The smaller pool of mushers is raising concerns about the future at the iconic race that's taken major hits from the pandemic and inflation, with a 30% rise in costs as well as the loss of deep-pocketed sponsors. That can now mean dog teams spending up to $250,000 to win a $40,000 championship.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, and I'm Jack Callahan.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.